know y'all probably like, I can't even hear what this girl is saying. But anyway, I'm back, y'all. So, yeah, I'm just kind of not feeling that well today. But I'm about to head home. I'm finally off work, so I'm heading home. And, well, I'm heading to go pick my daughter up. So, and then I'm going to go home. I'm just going to go relax and try to take my mind off today. I've tried to finish. So, unfortunately, guys, I did record part of this episode this morning. But what happened was, you know, I was close to work, so I was like, oh, I can't finish recording, so I didn't get to finish recording for you guys. So I was like, dang, that sucks. So then I was like, well, I'll try to re-record something now. Well, I'll try to finish the recording now. I was going to finish it on my break, but I was too depressed, and now I'm, like, still depressed, but, yeah, I'm done with work, finally. Thanks freaking God. I'm so glad I'm done with work. But, yeah, so I don't know. I'm just having a rough day. I don't know what it is about, like, me being depressed. Like, I hate it, and that's why I don't like doing episodes with you guys like this when I'm depressed, because I'm crying a lot and I'm emotional, and I don't like I said, I hate to bring that energy on here for you guys, because I feel like reality is I don't want to bring that type of energy onto the podcast. I really don't. Like, who wants to bring negative energy onto a place where everybody's probably happy or trying to be happy or fighting some kind of something, and then I'm on here like, oh, well, I'm depressed, let me have a moment. Like, I don't want to give you guys those moments. So I try my hardest to say, hey, Sherelle, push through. Don't give them that moment of you falling apart, because that's the one thing I try not to do on here for you guys, because the world is tough enough. We have enough shit we're going through in the world, and I just try not to bring my stuff on here like that. So when I'm not recording, guys, it's not because I don't want to record. It's not because I don't, like, miss you guys or that I don't care about the podcast, because I really care about it. It's just that my depression and anxiety, especially my depression, has gotten so bad. And I'm in these moments of where I take my medication some days I don't want to take it at all. I'm just fighting with it. And on top of that, my doctor has me on that medication for depression, which I don't like the capsule form. So I'm going to have to talk to him about if we can do something that's not in capsule form and just like pill form. I do better with pill form. So I'm going to talk to him about that when I meet with him at the beginning of the month, because I like the medication he has me on. It's a great medication. The problem I'm having is that it's not in pill form, and I like my medications in pill form. So I'm going to see if he has something in pill form. If not, I'm not going to worry about it. But I just feel like I heard a doorbell, y'all. Oh, my God. Am I losing my mind or something? Like, that was weird. I just really thought I had a doorbell as I'm driving. Like, I'm losing my mind. So, anyway, yeah, last night, if you guys, like I said, in order to fully understand Tired Part 2, you have to listen to the first Tired, which was uploaded this morning, and I made it last night. So, yeah. So, anyway, I was telling you guys about my so-called friend. Anyway, that friend is like, oh, I talked to them today, and they're all like, oh, I'm not, like, mad at you. I forgave you yesterday. I'm like, forgave me for what? Like, I literally didn't do anything. But of course, like I said, guys, I always feel guilty. Like, it's my fault when things go left. So being me, I reach out to this person. And I'm like, hey, I apologize if you felt a certain way about how I reacted to the situation. They're like, oh, I forgave you yesterday. I'm like, well, I can't tell, because the whole texting they had. Sometimes through text, you can kind of tell if somebody got an attitude. You can just read it through the messages. I know with typing it's confusing, but literally I'm like, he has an attitude for the whole message or whatever. He's like, you know, like, I guess he's in his feelings or whatever the case may be. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to go back and forth with you, because what the frick do I look like going back and forth with a grown-ass man? So I just was like, I'm good. And then I tried to be a friend. I'm like, oh, okay, let's hang out or whatever. He's like, well, you know, I don't know why you want to take me off my birthday. My birthday is gone. I'm good. I'm just like, first of all, you brought up your birthday, not me. Second of all, I just wanted to hang out with you because I hadn't seen you in a while. I wanted to just hang out and catch up and talk. So I'm like, what an asshole. Like, I really was trying to be nice, literally trying to be nice. What bothers me the most about this whole situation is no matter what he says to me, in the back of my mind, I'm not going to forget the things he said to me yesterday. They're going to be in the back of my head all the time. I can say I forgive you, and I probably would, because I forgive a lot of people, but I'm not going to forget what he said. And it's like our relationship now has changed. Whether he wants to say, you know, we're good or whatever, we're not good. We're not on good times. We're not in a good space. And honestly, y'all, for real, I'm like, the stuff I have to deal with, I feel like I wish I didn't have to deal with. I'm just like ready for 2021 because I'm ready to start fresh for real. For one, I want to start fresh. For two, I'm not bringing this shit to 2021 with me. These people that have caused me fucking stress in 2020 are not coming with me in 2021. Like, not doing it. I'm actually looking forward to 2021 because I'm finally going to be getting my own place. Finally going to be doing some of the things that I've been dying to do for like a while now. So, you know, it'll be a new year, a fresh start, and I'm looking forward to like just starting over. So I am looking forward to next year because, you know, everything will be like the way I want it to be. And I told you guys, I still want to start my own business. Like, that's something that I've really been thinking about lately. I've told you, I don't know if I told you guys that, but I've really been thinking about wanting to start my own business. It's something that I really want to do. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do, but I'm definitely going to get my resources together, y'all. Definitely going to get somebody to help me. I'm definitely going to get this business up floating because it's something I don't care. I'll invest what the fuck I have into this business because I really want it. Excuse my language, I'm sorry. But I invest into the business and everything because I really, really want it that much. So I can't wait to see what comes out about that. But, yeah, I'm not stressing. But I said I was going to Google and look online to find out, like, how you start a business and work my way up and who can help you start it and who companies that, because I know it's companies that can help you start a business up and stuff and that can tell you tools and stuff and probably create your website and get you to where you got to go. So I'm definitely going to look into, like, doing that and figure out how I can do it and create the website and pay somebody to do all this stuff. Like, I'm serious about it, y'all. Pay somebody to create my website, pay somebody to do all this stuff. Like, I'm serious about this starting a business. I was supposed to be doing YouTube, like I told you guys, but again, I got a camera for YouTube, but then every time I would go to film, the camera kept cutting off. So I was like, what the hell is wrong with this camera I got? So I bought I got some more batteries at the house for it, but the problem is, I think I'm going to just wait till Black Friday. I know a lot of stores are doing Black Friday sales now, but once I get my money, like, well, I'm on money, but once Black Friday comes, I'll probably order a camera because I think I'll be able to get one cheap. Yeah, crazy. So for Christmas, I'm not doing too much. I'm really not. I'm trying to think of a side dish to make for Thanksgiving. So I'm baking these sugar-free brownies because I'm on a diet. Mind you guys, I bought some baked chips, but I'm scared to eat them because I'm petrified of eating chips. I have not had chips in like probably maybe like a few weeks, probably like 2 or 3 months now. It's been a couple months, and I'm scared to eat chips. But I know my old nutritionist is like, you can have baked chips, but I'm scared to death to eat it. Because I don't even eat cookies, guys. Like, I'm scared to eat stuff like that because I don't know, like, it's like, I don't know. I haven't had it in so long, I don't want to put it back in my body and just, like, mess my progress up. So, yeah. But, yeah, today was a crap day. Like, I feel better now that I'm talking to you guys. I don't know why talking about my future makes me feel good. And just talking to you guys makes me feel good. Like, thank you guys so much for supporting my podcast, even when I'm not always, present on here like I want to be. Like I told you guys, I want to take this podcast game to the next level. And I've been telling you guys this for a while that I want to get some podcast equipment. So I found some on Amazon a while ago, but I never ordered it. But I really want to order this podcast equipment because... And I probably will, if I don't do it over the weekend, I'll definitely do it next week. I'm going to order this podcast equipment, guys. The equipment is going to be perfection. I don't know, I'm going to order it. Like I said, the biggest thing for me is finding out space and stuff. So, I just have a lot I'm trying to do, y'all. I really do. I have, like, so many goals I want to make because I feel like 2020 is ending, but I still want to hit all my goals. You know, I want to get my goal, like, is to get my YouTube back to up and running, doing videos all the time. I'm going to try what I'm going to do when I get home is the camera I bought, I'm going to try to see if it works when I get home. I put batteries in it, mind you, new batteries, and still kept cutting off, so I'm going to try to, now I don't know how to hit the record button on there either, so I don't know how to work the damn camera. So it's a mess. Like I said, my Sony camera worked perfectly, but the only issue I have with that is it doesn't have two sides to it. So if I'm trying to film, if I got to film the thing in front of me and I'm not trying to do all that. So crazy, but I'm really not trying to do all that. So, like I said, most likely I'll be on my videos on my cell phone for right now until I figure out what I want to do. Because right now I don't really know, like, anything that I want to do right now. I'm just, like, all over the place. I don't know what I want to do. And I put an app on my phone that you've got to, I don't know, that you have to pay for or something. So, I don't know. It's supposed to help you edit videos. It's cool and all, but I don't know what I want to do, guys. Like I said, really, if I don't even do YouTube, I really just want to start a business. That's what my goal is, like, get my business up and running off the ground to get people to really see my business. So that's really my biggest goal for the business. It's like, I want people to see that business. Like, so, yeah. That's something I'm definitely going to do when I get home. I've been saying that for a while. I got to stop putting it off. Definitely I need to go back to therapy because I do feel like seeing how some of the things that are happening in my life, usually when I go to therapy, I feel better about it. I haven't been to therapy, like, at all. I found this new counseling place, and I'm debating, because it's a counseling, it's a Christian counseling place, and they have a lady there who's, like, a pastor, and she Christians you, and she counsels you, and I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind going to a pastor to get a pastor to counsel me, because she's religious, and, you know, I think that would really make me feel better. But then I think about it, I'm like, I don't want to leave my therapist that I'm seeing now either to go to, because that lady, she's in Glen Allen, which is where my therapist is, so I don't know. I guess I should stay loyal to my therapist, though, right? I guess so, right? But it's just that the Christian counseling services seems nice. But who knows? I probably should keep my tail where I'm at and stop trying. Because my therapist did get me to come a long way. But I feel like I need therapy because I feel like when I'm in therapy, I do better. When I'm not in therapy, I don't do well. I feel like I'm just struggling. Like, it's a mess. It really is. Like, my depression has gotten so bad. And it's more so, like, too, like I said, I just got to learn to stop. I got to stop letting certain people in my life and letting the shit they do get to me. Like, I don't know why certain stuff people does affect me so much. And I'm like, how do you get to a place where what people does no longer affects you? Like, when people do stuff to me, it affects me for the longest time. I'm just not that person that can go, oh, they left. Bad, or we argue and bad. Like, some people can just be unattached to people. Like, how do you get like that? Because I don't know how to maneuver or just be, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to get to a space where I don't know. I just want good people around me. And I'm not trying to have people around me who don't mean me well or people who just want to keep playing, like, mind games with me. So, I don't know, y'all. I'm just kind of over a lot of the stuff that I had to deal with today and yesterday. Like, it just made me, like, irritable. And, like, honestly, I be thinking to myself, the same people that I go to for advice, that I vent to, are the same people that fucking have hurt me in the past. So I'm like, another thing, it's like, Sherelle, why do you go to people and vent to them and you know they're the same people that hurt you? Like, they really care because they hurt you. So, I don't know, y'all. I'm just, honestly, I don't know what to do anymore, to be real with you. I feel like in the back of my mind, there's not one genuine friend that I talk to on a daily basis. Now, I'm not knocking my other friends, because I have other friends that I don't talk to all the time. Those friends are genuine, but we don't talk a lot because they got their own separate lives and they're busy and we don't talk that much. But I'm saying as far as the people outside of that I haven't grew up with, people that I've met along the way, people that I've met along the way, not people that I've grew up with, those who are just not genuine or loyal. And I just got to get that through my head, you know? I don't know, guys. It's like some days I want to take a break from my phone, but I'm always glued to my phone because I feel like if I turn my phone off or put it on Do Not Disturb, I'm going to grab it. But some days I'd be just like, I just need to take some time away from my cell phone. Don't touch it. Don't be on it. Just let my cell phone go. Because my cell phone, believe it or not, guys, our phones can be the devil sometimes. Like, we're glued to them. We're constantly on social media. We're doing all this stuff. And, yeah. It's just a lot. Oh, no. It's a deer. Guys, I just seen a damn deer. Jesus Christ. Thank God the deer did not cross into the road and get hit. Because that would have been too much for me if I had a deer tonight. No, I'm not trying to get in a car accident. But yeah, anyway, just going through all this stuff, y'all, it's definitely draining and it's stressful. And it's emotional. Like, at some point, you just get tired of it. And that's where I'm at. I feel like I'm at this space in my life where I'm just like, I'm so tired of dealing with the bullshit. I'm so tired of dealing with certain people and the things they bring. I'm so tired of always apologizing. Like, why did I beat myself up so much today to the point where I feel like I had to apologize when I didn't even do anything wrong? The only thing I was guilty of was just telling my friend that I wanted to change the subject, and it made everything blow up. And it's like, I'm sorry, and it made me feel like I was guilty. So then I'm just like, okay, Sherelle, you're guilty. You say sorry. So I say sorry. My friend is like, oh, well, I forgive you. I'm like, you say that, but then in the same breath, you hurt me. You know, it's like, I don't know. Half the time, I don't know why the people that are in my life are in my life, honestly. Like, I don't feel like they mean me well. Like, why do I allow them to be in my life? Why do I allow them to be in my space? Why do I allow them to take over me? Why do I allow them to, I don't know, guys. I really don't. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at myself, and I beat myself up all the time because I feel like I'm stupid for, like, allowing these people to do that. And I'm sitting here like, Sherelle, why did you apologize? Sherelle, you're never going to forgive him for the shit he said to you. So why did you say you're sorry, like you did something wrong when you did it? You know, like, you know when somebody truly does something that truly hurts you? And in all honesty, you can, like, no matter what you do, it's still in the back of your head, even if they say they're sorry. That's how I feel. I don't know when my life took a turn for the worse, y'all. I think it was, like I told you guys, the only thing that I remember in my life was when I was with my ex. And we broke up in February. After that, my life was never the same. I'm not going to say it was because I broke up with him. It just, nothing was right after that. I'm going to be real with y'all. My depression got bad. Everything got bad. Nothing was right. I just don't know what to think. Like, I beat myself up so much because I genuinely feel like I don't know. Maybe I feel like I'm not enough. Maybe I feel like I'm not worthy of happiness. Maybe I feel like, I don't know. I'm always striving to be better. I'm always striving to be something bigger than what I am. I'm always telling myself that I can do it and that it's going to be great. And I'm always striving to be better. What bothers me and what hurts me is that people take advantage of that. People come into your life, they take advantage of you. People come into your life, they find out you have anxiety and depression. They want to call you crazy. They want to say your every name in the book because you have a mental illness that's out of your control. People want to come into your life and use you, take money from you, do all kinds of things. And I know this is not everybody's story, but just some people may be able to relate. But that's the issue I have, you guys. Like, I'm always encountering the wrong people. I told myself, I said, Jarrell, every time I want to slip up, every time I want to go back into a place of who I was before, I'm always reminding myself, like, Sherelle, remember you wrote that note to yourself? Remember you wrote that note? Remember you told yourself that it was all about you? Remember you told yourself that you were going to focus on you? And every time I'm upset and every time I think I need somebody, I say to myself, no, Sherelle, you don't. Because remember that note you wrote to yourself? Today I was like, Sherelle, remember that note? I had to keep going through my phone. And I said, oh, here's the picture I took on 11-6-20 because that is what really keeps me motivated. I have to hold myself accountable because I know how I am. My therapist told me in the first session, she said, you got to learn to be okay with yourself even when you're sitting on the couch and you're alone. You got to learn that you don't need nobody company to sit beside you because you love yourself enough to say, hey, all I need is me. When do you get to that space where you say, hey, all I need is me. I don't need him, her, or anybody to be complete. When does it get to a place where it's like I have all these coping skills and yet I'm still in this space? And it sucks because it's like, why am I like this? Why can't I just let people go without feeling like I have to say, I'm sorry, or no, don't go, come back? Why can't I just allow people to go? And I know why, because I have that attachment thing that she told me I had where you just, I forgot what it's called, guys. But it's called something where you have, I'm going to Google it and tell you guys. Like, it's an attachment, like attachment style. And it's the one I have is the one where you are attached to people and you don't like to let go. And I can't remember, like, how I got like this. But what I want to know is, how do you stop, like, how do you heal from that attachment style? Like, how do you learn to let go and not allow other people's words and actions to affect you? So what I'm going to do tonight, and I'm going to challenge you guys as well, if you are like me, and you have attachment issues or something or whatever, challenge yourself to find out, like, what causes it. How can you fix it? So for me, my goal is tonight is to Google it. I'm going to actually put it in the description of this bio, of this episode. So I said bio. In this episode so you guys can know the attachment style I'm talking about. But not only that, I'm going to Google ways to learn how to let people go with this attachment style. How do you heal from it? How do you learn to get better? Because I don't want to be like this, you guys. I don't want to feel like I need somebody to complete me. I don't want to feel like if I lose a friend, it's the end of the world. I have to learn to let go. And that's something that has been hard for me to do. So, yeah. But I'll be real with you guys. The longest situation I had was with my ex. He was the longest guy that I talked to in this year that actually stuck it out with me. And that's rare to find. So anyway, I'm going to Google my attachment style. And I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to find ways to heal it. Hopefully, they have steps and tools that can help me so I can get better. And just learn how to not attach myself so much to people. Guys, thanks so much. Doing this podcast tonight really made me feel better. This will probably be a long episode because it has two parts to it, because I recorded one part this morning and one part now as I'm going to pick my daughter up. So I will put this up for you guys. Remember, in order to fully understand part two of I'm Tired, you have to listen to part one. Hope you guys enjoy. And guys, I know I tell you this all the time, but I'm going to be working on episodes for you guys. Going to be getting back to certain topics. We're going to be talking about fun things like we used to do. I do apologize, like I said, for not being as present. It's just a lot going on. When you're dealing with depression, it's so hard on me some days. And like I said, I don't want to bring that energy on here. So I'm also going to be looking up how you start a business and who I can get to help me with that. I'm going to get on my YouTube game. I don't care, guys. I'm going to get back on my YouTube game. Even though I'm, like, struggling with YouTube right now, I'm going to try to get back on my YouTube game and do better. I actually made a video the other week, but I didn't post it. And I was going to post it, but I never did. Yeah. So I got to post that video that I made. All right, guys. Peace and love. I will talk to you soon. I am about to keep driving. Going to be getting my daughter soon. I will definitely put in the description of the kind of attachment style I have. And I'll even put some, like, tips in there of how you can unattach yourself if there's enough space in there. But definitely, you know what I'll do? So tomorrow I'll actually do an episode on my attachment style. That's something really cool, guys. So we'll go over my attachment style, and I'll do an episode on the different attachment styles. And then I will tell you guys about mine and the tools we can do to fix that. So I'll do that tomorrow. That's a good idea. I'll do that tomorrow for all my ladies and men and whoever may need to hear it. All right, guys. Peace and love. Hi, guys. So I'm back. Kind of want to just give you guys a part two to the episode that I did last night. So if you listen to the episode called Tired, that was recorded late last night at 10 o'clock. I'm sorry if you hear my daughter screaming in the background. She is a mess. She was being bad last night. But she did not want to go to bed. I'm trying to get in bed early, but I just made that. I was super emotional when I recorded that. I'm crying and everything. You can hear it in my voice. And just a lot was going on yesterday. Today's a new day. This will be titled I'm Tired Part 2, I guess. Just like a little update or whatever. So today, waking up, I still kind of feel the same way. I'm not going to sit here and lie. Like, I do feel the same way that I felt last night. I feel a little bit better, but I'm still upset about a lot of the things that transpired last night. I'm still upset about a lot of the things that happened. But, you know, I'm learning that a lot of things are just out of my control, you know. I am tired of being nice, though, and I am tired of dealing with things that I feel like I shouldn't have to deal with. But other than that, I don't know, guys. Other than that, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Like I said, I just realized that certain people can't be in my life, and I have to stop letting people back in my life. But I'm big on, like, a lot of times in my life, honestly, I usually don't give people second chances, but I did take a chance on this particular friend because I really thought they genuinely had changed, but I see that they haven't. So, and that's, you know, I got to stop allowing other people to affect me in that way. I got to stop allowing other people to have that power over me. Like, you know, he is not a good person. And I just don't want that energy around me. So moving forward, I'm just going to focus on myself and being a good mom and things like that. Like, I'm not going to focus on, like, all the negative things going on in my life, and, you know, just trying to stay positive because there's not much else I really can do. You know, people will show you who they are every day, and you just gotta go with them, you know. I definitely won't be reaching out to this friend anymore. If they text me, then that's on them. If they call me, that's on them. But will I be reaching out? Hell no. Because I feel like I said all I had to say yesterday, and that is nothing else to say. And if they're not apologetic for what they did, then I don't want to deal with them. You know, when you hurt somebody and do wrong, you apologize. You don't sit there and don't apologize and try to make it seem like I'm crazy and I'm this and I'm that. Like, what the hell? What kind of friendship is that? That's not a fucking friend. That's an enemy, if you ask me. I don't even say keep your enemy closer, but really, I thought this person was a genuine person, but I don't know, guys. Moving forward, I'm just not going to let this stuff stress me out. I know that there are good people out there in the world, and I believe that I just haven't met them yet, or I haven't met every good person in the world. So, you know, moving forward, I just have to stay positive and just know that God is covering me and he has me and that things are going to be okay, you know. I really want to give you guys good content. Like, I've been dying to give you guys good content. I've been dying to give you guys amazing content. And I just feel like every time that I give you guys the content, I just end up, well, every time I think about good content, I end up going like weeks or days and don't get on here because things be happening and then I just don't get to talk to you guys and that stuff, you know. I want to be more active on the podcast, obviously, but so, like I said, right now, it's so much, like, that I'm trying to figure out. And I always tell you guys, I don't want to do an episode and I come on here and I'm not in a good space because then I feel like I'm genuinely spreading my sadness all over the podcast. And I don't want to do that. Like, even though I know some people feel the way I probably feel and they probably can relate, you know, I try my best to stay off here when I'm going through things. You know, I try my best to stay off here when I know I'm hurting. But, of course, the tired one, I haven't talked to you guys about it because I know that people could relate to that as well. But I know if I was seeing my therapist right now, she would definitely be telling me, like, Sherelle, get yourself together. Like, you need to stop this. She probably would be pushing me through. So I'm definitely going back to therapy next month because I realize that I need therapy to be okay. It's so many things that I need to focus on. I need my therapist right now because I need her to just be here for me. And I just need advice right now. I just need to know what direction to take my life into, who I should align my life, all kinds of stuff I need advice on. And I just, that's why I'm missing therapy right now. So definitely going to be going back to see my therapist in December. That's going to be interesting. Yeah. So in December, I'm going to go back and see her again. And I don't know what's next, y'all. I never know what's next in my life. I never know what's going to happen. Like I said, I try to stay positive, try to keep my head above everything so that there's no negativity there. So today I just want to relax, focus on my patients, my job, and just not worry about any outside distractions. Like, last night had me wanting to just say, the hell with everything. I'm just going to, you know, go back to my old ways and do this. And I had to sit and think about it. And then I had to look on my phone. I had to pull up the note of the picture I took that said, Sherelle, you said you were going to focus on yourself. You wrote this note on 11-6-20. That's what keeps me going because I wrote that note for a reason. I wrote that note for healing. I wrote that note for so many things. And it's like that is what pushes me back to be on track again. Because I'm like, Sherelle, you can't slip up. You can't, you know, go back to who you were. You got to keep pushing because you wrote this note for a reason. You wrote that note because you knew that this is something you needed to do. So it is important to me that I focus on that and I don't allow any outside distractions to affect me. You know, that's super important to me. So it's important that I just focus on the positives and things like that. Every day is weird. When I leave work, I just want to not even go straight home. I just be wanting to, like, go anywhere but home. And it's not because my home is bad or anything. It's just because I be wanting to clear my head. I be wanting to just, like, get away. I be wanting to, like, take a moment to myself. Like, I don't know. I might have my mom pick my daughter up today just so I can, like, kind of leave work and go for a drive and just try to clear my head. Surprised my coworkers on here. They usually beat me here, but I beat them here today. Oh, no. All right, but guys, I got to end this because I'm at work. I got to go call some patients. I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. And I'll be back to finish this episode a little bit later, probably on my break.